Welcome to The Watchman, a great teaching about Bible prophecy and everything you need to know about the times we live in. For the coming of the Lord is sooner than you think. And now, here is The Watchman.
My name is Navada Sandra, aka Nandra. I've not worked on any music album before. Of course, I can't call it an album. It was some songs on those days. Like, it was kind of had a shallow feeling, but yeah.
My name is Nanyonga Teddy Mirembe. My experience on this album is a whole new experience. I've never recorded any song. I've never been in an album. It has been challenging, but I bless the Lord that He has given me the ability and the energy and all the strength to be able to come and be part of it.
The real album I've just worked on is this one. So it's a whole new experience. It gives you a whole new vibe to it. It feels like a real album.
My name is Joshua Israel. I'm the songwriter of about 5 songs on the album. I've never studied music, so I'm not a professional songwriter. The first song I wrote, it was Song of Love. It communicates love between us and the Lord. Yeah, and it portrays an image that He is the groom and we are the bride. So it was such a wonderful experience.
My name is Mrs. Saravanita Malinga. I am the worship leader of the Joseph Generation, which is the choir of the Watchman Ministries.
What it feels like to have a team grow from doing covers to writing their own music. It feels very awesome, and it is such an honor, and it is encouraging and empowering.
Being the first song lead on the first album of The Watchman, the Joseph Generation, I'm lost for words. You can't explain it. You can't put words to it. First of all, it's a privilege and it's an honor. And it is something I have never even dreamt of. Like, in my wildest dreams, I've never dreamt of like, Sandra, you're going to lead a song from The Watchman. I mean, The Watchman himself, being under him is already mind-boggling as it is, but now leading a song in his ministry, his choir, it's really an honor. It's a privilege. I want to lift up everyone as we lift each other as a team.
I've been able to write this music because of the word that was released by my spiritual father, the Watchman, Joseph Kableta, around the end of last year, which was that we are to write our own music as the worship team. Yeah, so it is the word that caused me to write all this music.
On relation to the end times, this music is international. It's going to go worldwide and it's going to impact a lot of people. It's for the youth, it's for the old, it's for the young, and the words and the lyrics of the music themselves tell it all. We are singing out of the love of God. Like, I'm singing out the love of God to the people, that we are their bride and He's the groom and He's coming for us. We are telling the people, we are telling the church to get ready because the King is coming.
Is a lamp for my soul. At your feet I sit, in your arms I'm embraced. For your word I fall for. Tis a lamp for my soul. You are wonderful and glorious. You are beautiful, oh Lord. Let the earth be still and praise your name. Hallelujah to the coming King.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Now, you know, there's something interesting that Jesus said, telling his disciples. He told them that, but you are clean because of the words that I've spoken to you. Praise the Lord. He said they are clean just because of the words that he has spoken to them. Praise the Lord. So they stand there and listen to him and listen to him and listen to him. And then suddenly they are clean because they have been listening to certain words. So suddenly they have been made clean. But of course they don't feel clean. Okay? But he knows they are clean because they have been listening to certain things. Now, you're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Now, it's interesting that he says that because, you know, not long after that, You know, there is the washing of the feet. Remember? Then he, you know, he tells Simon that unless I wash your feet, then you have no part in me. Then Simon says that, okay, in that case, wash every part of my body. Then he says, no. You're clean. It's just your feet that need washing because of, you know, because of the words that you've been hearing all these years. Praise the Lord. Now, of course, it's clear that he does not feel clean at that time. Praise the Lord. He says, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing now you do not understand, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I do not wash your feet, you have no part in me. Simon said, Lord, not just my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet. In other words, they already bathed, so they just need to wash their feet. And he says, but he's completely clean. Then he says, you are clean, but not all of you. Of course, we know where he's going with that. But he says, for you have already bathed, so it's just your feet that need to be washed. Okay? And you're clean, you're bathed. And now, how does it feel for him to be clean and bathed? The same as he was feeling before, no difference. Amen? Now, if you look at the accounts of the calling of Peter, you'll see that there are certain things which certain people wanted to do at certain times before, and they could not do. They could not do them because the time wasn't right. I told you that the life of Jesus is representative of the entirety of the church age. The things he says at the beginning and the things he says at the end that seem to apparently contradict, but they are just, that was for the early church, this is for the later church. Amen? You remember I told you about him saying that, you know, go to preach the gospel, do not carry any extra money, do not carry any extra sandals or any extra cloth. But then later on in his ministry, he says now, carry sandals, carry clothes, you know. But now that's the same Jesus. Actually, it's in the same book. One is in Luke 10, the other one is in Luke 22. Now, so there's something else. Now, for instance, in the calling of Peter, which I think is in the book of Luke. Now, the scripture says, Jesus went and he was pressed by multitudes. So he saw Simon and his brother and their father washing their nets. So he told him, I want to use your boat. So he pushed it, you know, into the water. And then Jesus, you know, stood on the boat and taught the people. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Okay, go ahead. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Okay? But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. And their nets, now I want you to notice it, a great number of fish, and their nets was breaking because of the multitude of fish. Amen? The net was breaking. Now, you know, the interesting thing is this same story seems to repeat itself 3 years later now, when Peter has walked with Jesus for 3 years, and now he goes back to fish, you know. That's in John chapter 21. And then the same thing, he doesn't catch any fish at night. And then Jesus comes and then he tells him. Now this time he doesn't tell him launch into the deep. This time he tells him, cast your net on the right side, the right hand side of, so he said, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. But I want you to see something. While the story seems to be the same, I'll go ahead to verse 7. Therefore, that disciple, go to verse 8. But the other disciples came in, verse 9. Okay, for go back verse 8. Verse 8. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with the fish. Now there was a multitude of fish. The other disciples are dragging it. Then as soon as they had come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid on it and bread. Okay? Then Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have caught. Simon went up and dragged the net to the land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, yet the net was not broken. Now, previously, the net was breaking because he did not have the capacity to handle that harvest. Now, he seems to have moved nothing in 3 years because he's back to the lake. He is back to fishing after walking with Jesus 3.5 years. So somebody who sees from the outside says, what has changed? You left us here a fisherman, you're back here a fisherman. But you see, a lot has changed. Now, the net, it says, the other one, it says it had so many fish. So Simon Peter went up and dragged the net in. Now, here's the thing. So from the standpoint of the outside observers, everything is the same. You're still the same Simon, you're still the same fish. Like, you wasted 3 years of your life. Maybe the fishermen whom you left there have now built a house, you know, eh? And you know the things which people use to measure progress. But here it says they caught so many big fish, but in spite of the size of the fish, eh, the nets were not breaking. Now, a sign that something so drastic had changed inside of them, only it was not apparent on the outside. Praise the Lord. Now, this is the thing, because at this point in time, every outward indication is that these guys are losers. But I can tell you that it only from this point, you know, Jesus was ascended before, he was risen before he was ascended 40 days. You know that. Eh? Then it was actually 50 days from his death to Pentecost. You know that. To the Holy Spirit coming. So now somehow, this is just a few days. Simon Peter, the loser, you understand, eh? Who nothing has changed. In less than 50 days from this, people were lining up sick people on the street for him, his shadow to heal them. You understand that? Now, anybody seeing would say something, you wasted your life. What has changed? But everything had changed because it just took a few extra days. And that same Simon, he was walking the streets and people were lining up sick people, that his shadow may be cast on them and they are healed. Praise the Lord. So, and you see, when people don't understand the magnitude of how things sometimes work in the spirit, you sit and listen to things, and then the question is, even for the other people around you, especially sometimes, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. The last year started, you're here. This year is here, and what? But the reality is, and of course, sometimes you also get shaken and say, but maybe they are right. Maybe I'm wasting my time. But the reality is, actually, so many things have shaken. Now, your net can catch fish, and the fish will not what? And the net will not break, rather. It can catch large fish. Now, there it says just fish. Now, here it says it caught a lot of large fish, and the net was not broken, whereas previously it was broken. Now, there are things which people could have done so many years ago, eh? And they wanted to do, and they felt perhaps there was a time for it. They received revelation and so on, and then they ran into it. But then it does not amount to anything because they do not have a net which is big enough to catch the things that they are seeing. Praise the Lord. For instance, the things that we talk about of dominion, of things like that, which is now really basically much of the gospel. Because if you look at how the gospel has moved, if you listen to the old songs from this, 18th century, all of them about atoning of sins, You know, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You understand, eh? Beautiful songs, but for a time like that. Amen? But after some time, things change. Even, you know, I was listening to that. Rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Hmm? Then he said, wash me, Savior, or I die. That nothing can help me. What? Now, as okay, all that is beautiful. But of course, now we move to a time of what? Something where everything about our faith has got to be demonstrated. Really, in the outward world. And now we have the net to catch the fish, and the net does not break. Praise the Lord. So if somebody did it before and it broke, no. We have moved. That was the previous church. Now this church, you know, let me say something which will interest some people. Eh? There was a time when it was, you'd even, everybody would frown on, you know, a preacher, a man of God, going into politics. And if you went there, it would destroy you. Because your net was breaking. Amen? Hey, but you see if mine will break. I'm saying this, of course, for the benefit of a few people. Now, you know, sometimes I look here and I see people who have been sent, you know, useless people. You understand? You see, let me tell you something. There are people, you have to learn the power of doing things in open. You have to learn the power of doing what? Things in open. These things of they are tapping my phone and what? Open. You tap it and do what you are doing. You understand? Do you see that? Like, there is something where somebody comes and says, no, don't bother spying on me. This is what I'm doing. A, B, C, D. Okay, now you know. Now let's see what you're going to do. Praise the Lord. So, you see when those clowns there, when they arrested me, and so they get my what? Clowns, very, very shallow human beings. So they get my laptop and say, is this where you write the rants? I say, you don't have to check my laptop. Check my Facebook page. I do everything in open. If it's not on Facebook, it's because I'm still writing it. So you just have to wait a short time and you will see it there. Everything in open. So do you have any? I say all my social media accounts are under the names Joseph Kableta with my face. And that's where I stand and say anything I want. Now do what you want to do. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now, you see when they trick you into going into hiding, now they are putting, you know? And that's how the devil is, by the way. Now, really, if the power of God is upon us, then let us see what those mortal men can do. Praise the Lord. Let us see what they can do. We'll do everything in open. So now I'm telling those people who are sent here to spy me, and don't waste your time going listening to my radio messages and what. Just follow me on Facebook and Twitter. You will get everything there. Everything in open. Now, what do you do to somebody like that? I'm going to trounce you. I'm going to do what? Now, remember, these guys, some fellows who are kidding people here, some guys who even write a note and tell you that we are coming for you. Man, those guys, Like, do you know how that causes panic in the king, you know? Like, you make people panic. Imagine they write to you and tell you they are coming for you. Unless you're me. You would be very, very, you know, very, very what? Scared. But for some reason, there is nothing about me dying that scares me at all. At all. At all, at all. I have come to the brink of death I don't know how many times. There was a time, actually, and you know I didn't tell you this. I was under a lot of attack. And then the devil was telling me, why don't you just give up and go to heaven? Then actually, I was on the brink of just saying, ah. And now when you make the decision, it is made. You understand? Even God has to find somebody else to do what you are going to do. Because you have a right, praise the Lord, to say, I'm tired of this place. Let me go there. Then actually I was on the brink, very close. Then I said, no, you're joking. I am still in town. I am not going anywhere. And so anyhow, okay. So now there are certain things for which we now have the capacity to handle them, and our nets are not going to break. Just because it was tried out before and it did not work doesn't mean it is not going to work this time. Praise the Lord. And that is in areas of dominion, places of dominion, where you can stand and speak certain things now in authority, and it comes to pass. And you see, you have to be practicing some kind of dominion. Because you see, if you don't try to practice something, you end up being like, because you know, even Jesus, after teaching his disciples for 1 year, he told them, now you have seen what I do, now go and do the same. Amen? So now you have to listen to something and say, now, where is my area of dominion? Now you start proclaiming, that I am the designated leader of this country, and there is nothing somebody can do about it. And then, if I am speaking it by the Spirit of God, let's see what they will do. If I am not, then maybe there is something they can do. Praise the Lord. I'm giving an example. But if I am, let's see what they can do. So, now when you come out of this state of fear, which some people actually hold themselves in, and you receive these words. Now you see, even receiving. Now you see, we come here, we worship, and so on. So, there is something that, so you come here, then there is that thing which Jesus said, that the words that I've spoken to you, now you're clean because of the words you've spoken to you. Now, for the words that somebody speaks to actually get into you and transform you to the point where you're like him because of the words that you've heard from him, there's a certain place you have to be for that to become a reality. Praise the Lord. It is not a place of, and you know that this is where so many people miss it. It's not a place of apathy, of what. That's why people have to listen to messages so many times, which is okay, good. That's one way of getting it through your mind and forcing it into your spirit. But there is a better way. The better way is when the person is speaking, you're actually feeding off those words, and it is from spirit to spirit. But for that to happen, you have to connect to them at a certain level. Now, if I wanted to actually connect to somebody and get what they are saying from spirit to spirit, I start by connecting with the worship. Amen? Then I start by getting myself in a certain place. Now, if I come and I'm bored and I'm saying, when is the worship finished? And then we get into the word, it's not going to benefit you at all. Because the worship is supposed to bring you in a certain place. Okay? Praise the Lord. The worship are those things which are said before the real thing is said. So before you crack fireworks and propose, there are certain things which are said. You understand? Now that is the worship. Now, imagine you just call somebody out from out of nowhere and say, will you marry me? Then she looks at you and says, what's wrong with you, guy? I thought we were here to have a cup of coffee and discuss business. So you're ready to clean now. For that thing to happen, there has to be a place you have to be. And now sometimes you even have to second guess. Now things where you say, I actually was thinking about that, then he preached it. Now that is a sign that you're beginning to what? Get in sync. So you wake up in the morning and there's this song going through your mind. Then you sing it. And then let's say you go to fellowship and the same song is sung. Then you know somewhere I was in the spirit. So the connection started before. Amen? There was a connection that started beforehand. Now, by the time you get to that place, now you do not even have to listen to them. Now, you see these people record messages. You know, So they are recording. Me, I don't record messages, because if I open myself up and it takes 1, 2, 3 worship songs and what, now I don't need to ever listen to that message again. It has gone straight from the spirit to my spirit. Now it's already deposited in there. You understand? Eh? Now, of course, some people have to go through the way of listening again, because you have to bombard your mind with it until it finally burrows into your spirit. You understand? Eh? Yeah, but that is a way for beginners. The better way is actually to just feed on it, the way Jesus said. Now, imagine, did Peter ever record what Jesus is saying to go and listen to what, you know? Today he said this. No. When Jesus is saying it, Peter is connected, and the rest of the disciples. So after some time, he says, now you're clean because of the words which you've heard. So you're already bathed. Only your feet need to be washed, nothing. Now you can actually totally connect yourself and then even say, now, one of the easiest ways of knowing that you've connected is when you start sporting. You understand, eh? Sporting, like as if in exams. Eh? For instance, somebody is singing a worship song and you know what he's going to sing next. You just feed it inside you. Once you get that, you know you've connected. Because now, how did you get that? You're already inside that person's spirit. So now everything they say, you understand? Eh? Everything they say is coming straight to you. There is no, the signal is not interrupted. You understand? Eh? You can actually get to that point where you don't even, you feed on those words as they are being said, when they are said, when they finish saying them, you know them. You're already there because you've been feeding straight from spirit to spirit. Of course, I'm not saying everybody should be like that, but that should really be your aspiration, eh? Where you know that now if I hear this, now of course you can disconnect yourself from certain people and you can do it on purpose. And I learned how to do that long ago when I would be using taxis, because I didn't want to listen to. Now here is the thing, eh, which I learned back then, that your soul there is food for the soul. Eh? There is food for the spirit, of course, we know. Eh? And there is food for the soul. Now your soul needs to be fed every day with something positive. It will be fed anyway, whether you feed it with something positive or not, but you need to feed it with something positive. So you wake up in the morning, and there is three things actually that your soul needs to feed on a daily basis for it to grow and connect. The first one is a melody. Eh? The scripture says in psalms and, you know, sweet melodies to the Lord and what. So you wake up in the morning and there's this song singing in you and you hold on to that song and sing it. And that is your song for the day, you understand? Eh? That's your melody for the day. The next one is a word. And now somehow it will be a word which was spoken at some stage behind, then it is just quickened in you that time. Then you wake up and then you jump on that word and feed it and then move on. The third thing is what? Who knows? Eh? Okay. The third thing is a purpose. Okay? If your soul wakes up and there is nothing you're going to do, it's a beautiful day, there is nothing to do, eh? You die. There has to be something you are in pursuit of. Okay? So you need a word, you need a melody, and you need a purpose. There has to be something that today, this is what I am pursuing. Okay? Now you carry that word. Now the reason, when I first learned this so many years ago, when I would be in a taxi, and then they are there playing, you know, music which is interrupting my melody. So I came from home with a certain melody. Now I'm in a taxi and they are playing certain melody. So I learned how to disconnect using my mind completely. And then I actually perfected it to the point that when I decided I don't want to hear what people are saying, I can actually listen to them when I'm not hearing any single thing at all. I just disconnect and put my mind in a certain place. Then the person is talking, and or even playing music and what, because you have no control over what music is played in what? In the radio. Now sometimes you're stuck in jam, then there's some guy on CBS talking a lot of muawa, and you have to feed on that, and meanwhile, you know, you're holding on to some precious, you know, thing. Eh? So I learned how to cover myself completely, and I don't listen to it. Now one day, I was having a cappuccino somewhere at Serena. Then this guy came. There was this guy and a lady, not young people, elderly people, really, you know, middle age, comfortably middle age. But the guy was such a muyaye. Now he was talking to a lady, and the lady was kazaring him. But you man, you're such a liar. You lied to me this. You lied to me that. And the man was talking while saying nothing. You know, like real. Now, when they came and sat right next to me, and they started their family talk, you could whatever. I decided this is not none of my business. Because you see those things stay with you, then you go home, you're thinking about that, and there are more things to think about. Eh? So I just blocked. Now, actually, at some stage, they were really between hearing distance for me. But at some stage, I was just seeing gestures, the woman doing like this. And actually, I had cut myself off. I wasn't hearing. I was doing my things. Actually, I was on my laptop writing certain things. And I said, these people, I'm not about to enter into family talk. First of all, I don't think they want me to hear what they are saying. But the woman is so passionate, she doesn't care that she's lifting her voice and she's telling me for the secrets. Okay? So I said, so I looked around if there's any other place I could go. There was none. So I said, let me stay here and block myself. Okay? So I hold on to my melody, onto my my word for the day and purpose. Then I feed my soul. Now, when your soul is fed like that, it is easy actually for you to receive even something spiritual. But imagine when you're boisterous, your soul is, you've been thinking about this, that, the other, and all this. Then now you come to a spiritual place and you're supposed to receive a word. I can guarantee you just record it. You'll listen to it later. You understand, eh? Unless you've learned how to calm yourself down. Okay? Now that's the purpose of worship. Let me tell you, you can connect very, the purpose of, just to calm you down. You've had a busy day, what, shouting with your boss, presenting this, what, driving, jam, boda, knocked your light, what, you know those things, eh? Then you go now to a spiritual place. Now, you have the responsibility of actually receiving what is being said. So now, then you sit there, then you're angry, then you're cursing, then what? It happens to everybody, you understand, isn't it? Yeah. So, okay, maybe not cursing, but you're angry. You're, you know, upset. Now, you can actually use the worship to cut that thing off completely. And after like 3 good worship songs, you're in the spirit to receive that thing. Eh? You've cut off all these things. Now your heart is open up to, you know, receive there. Then, when that is the case, then the word that has been spoken makes you clean. Praise the Lord. Immediately it is spoken. Once it is spoken, once you receive it at that level, it makes you clean. Actually, you will go, and now here is how you know. You will be able to recite those words 2 or 3 weeks later when you need them. Yet actually, they are not in your memory. Praise the Lord. If they asked you from the memory, you might not even have them. But they are stored in a deeper place than your memory. Now, when you go someplace, you can actually either demonstrate what was said, number one, or you can repeat it at the time, or a segment of it. Eh? So because you received it at that place where it actually impacts your life, not, you know, from the head. But of course, like most people have to go, then you listen to them. Have you listened to the message again? Then you sleep when you're listening to it, which is beautiful, by the way. Very, very good. Eh? You sleep when you're listening to it. Then you wake up when you're listening to it. Then like that, after some time, it will actually go through and find its way to your spirit, okay? But I'm telling you, there is a better way. Praise the Lord. There is a better way. And that way is in these small things, praying in tongues before. Let's pray in tongues. Let's worship and what? And now preparing your spirit to receive something that is precious. Praise the Lord. Now, when that is happening, when you're listening to somebody whom you don't trust, you listen with your mind, eh? And I do that all the time. Sometimes some lady came to me and told me that what? That she would leave the radio on. You know, she used to work, that she was one of those tea girls at that place there where my office was. So she comes and tells me, she was very heavily pregnant. So she comes and tells me that she left the radio on at night and went to sleep. And you know those radios, those Uganda radio stations, eh? One preacher comes in, another then, and some of them are very weird, eh? They say very, very weird things, eh? And you cannot listen to that when you're sleeping because the mind is the sieve, you understand, eh? The mind is a good sieve. If somebody is talking rubbish, I listen with my mind because out of the rubbish, there will be 1 or 2 good things, you understand, eh? But my mind sieves them. But now if it is somebody whom I completely trust, I want to remove the mind so that I receive from spirit to spirit. You understand, eh? Now, so even if you happen to listen to words on radio, radio stations, listen with your mind. Because people would say things which are weird. Now, this woman was sleeping, then the radio is playing in the background. Then some pastor is there talking about demons which come and what. He's naming kinds of demons. That these ones operate like this, these ones operate like this. Now, the woman said, half asleep, she saw somebody coming in her room and came and just held her stomach like this and removed the child. Removed the child. And the next thing she saw, her stomach was flat. And the person left. And now the funny thing is, she said when she woke up, that's exactly what the person was talking about on radio. That's why it might be, and now he's saying that. Why do people say things like those? Okay, worse still, why would you listen to people like that when you're asleep? You see, if you listen to them when you're awake, that cannot happen because your mind is seething. But when you're asleep, your mind is out of the way. So you can receive things from spirit to spirit which are fake. Then you wake up the next day and you've been transformed into an image of somebody you don't want. I'm telling you. And you listen, fake things. Now the woman came to me very scared that now the way the thing happened, it looked so real, I'm scared that I'm not going to what? I'm going to have a miscarriage. So I prayed for her. She had her baby. No problem. But the truth is, if I had not, she was not going to, because something had happened in the spirit. Now you're listening to somebody projecting fake things, and your mind is out of the way. And now the funny thing is, when you come where people are saying things which are spiritual, then your mind is alert. Yet it should not be. Now when your mind is supposed to be alert, then you sleep and then you... And by the way, you can receive... Now how many times... Okay, I know some people it has happened to you. How many times have you had those dreams of somebody? Something happening in the spirit because you are listening to somebody in the... I know I did it. I used to do it a long time ago. I was listening to Benny Hinn. It was actually during the day. And so I was listening to Benny Hinn. He was talking about, you know, that thing of practicing the presence of God and so on. A very, very powerful message. Then I was lying on my bed in the afternoon. I think it must have been a Saturday, and I dozed off. And the next thing was Benny Hinn was right there. He was seated across with me, and we were jazzing. Okay? Now, I was getting something from... Now, okay, that's Benny Hinn. Okay. Now, imagine if it is some fake person. You understand? You can wake up, and you've been transformed into that image. And you have a spirit which you don't want. And now you need somebody to cast the spirit out of you. Because that's the point at which the spirit... That's why even spirits like things like music, you know, want people to get high and what, because now that takes the mind out of the way you're in this high, then that's where things happen suddenly. Of course, it happens both ways. The biggest hindrance to spirituality is the mind. Because you're trying to do something spiritual and your mind is alert and nothing is going to happen. Somebody told me that she goes and after listening to the message, then she goes psyched up at home. Something spiritual is going to happen. Because, you know, Prophet said now we are going, then you're psyched up, then what? Then you sleep. The next thing you wake up, it's morning and you're thinking breakfast. But and nothing happened. And now you see the thing is, in the spirit, psyching yourself, nothing is happening. You're just putting your mind in the way. Psych is the mind. You understand? It does not help. It profits nothing. Psych works when you're in the flesh. I'm going to show this guy that I'm the one. But in the spirit, actually, everything happens in a point of relaxation. You know that, don't you? So I said, now, next time, when you hear something and you want to experience it, don't go and try to psych yourself. Just relax and try to put yourself in that place that, this is where we, my realm, what, you know, in a very relaxed and comfortable way, and then see how it works. You go and get your somebody and say, now psych yourself, I'm going to prophesy today. I dare you to see one thing. It will never happen. It will never happen. Because the mind comes, once you start psyching yourself, the mind comes to you and the spirit is blocked. And everything you're seeing is what you're seeing in the what? in the flesh. So you see somebody and you see they look like this, then you say it must be from somewhere. But it's all in your mind. There is no spirit. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you, if you learn how to receive from spirit to spirit, man, you get life. Because what Jesus was telling Peter is that you have become me by just hearing me. You understand? So, you are clean because I'm clean. Just by listening to my words, you've become what I am. Praise the Lord. So, you can put yourself in that place where by just listening, because you are listening in a certain way, not with your mind, not with what, but because you learned how to connect, to calm yourself down, and to put yourself in this place where the words that are spoken to you come straight from the spirit of somebody to your own spirit, and then the next thing you wake up and you have been transformed into the image of that person, and you want that. Amen? So you're transformed into that image, and you wake up and you're like exactly like them, and it just happened when you are listening to those beautiful words. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I bless your name. I thank you for the uplifting of your people this day in the name of Jesus. I thank you for broken hearts amended here this day in the name of Jesus. I thank you for a burden of depression is lifted in the name of Jesus. A heavy spirit is lifted in Jesus' name. Rika marazata rabashor mozoto roshanam rika mazanta lavashok romozonto robashak ramazanta arbashak rika razoto robashak masito robasharamas sarisila morobozonto robashak ramazonto robashara rika mazanta lavashok romozonto robashak ramazanta arba rika mazita robasharam ramazanta arbashak rika marazanta arbashak ramazanta ram. And I thank you, Father, because somebody is being healed with something to do with their reproductive organs. Actually, more like their sexual organs, not reproductive, but Rikamazon Torbosharamazon Torresilamashok Romazonto, Rikalazin Torbosharamazin Torosharamazenta, Roko Chromazon Torbosharamazantara Shakramazantara, Rikamazi Torbosharamazantarbosharam, Akramazan Torbosharamazan. There's a condition there that causes a foul odor. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and I speak healing to that person in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Roma Sharazin Torbusha Ramazan Tarbasia Ramazon, Rikamazan Tarbusha Ramazin Torusha, Rikamazan Talabasha Ramazin Tarbusha Ramazanta, Rikamazan Torusha Ramazan Tarbusha Ramazan Torush, Rikamazan Torbusha Ramazan Torusha Ramazan, Rikamazan Torbusha Ramazan. Somebody looking for a house, somebody who is having challenges with a place to stay. Now the Lord opens the door for you in the name of Jesus. Now favor shines through to you in the name of Jesus. And now you receive a place which is beautiful, which will make your soul happy, but for much, much, much less. And it has been made less for your benefit in the name of Jesus. And it will be at that price, which is like almost laughable, for 6 months. In which time your state will have improved. And you'll be able to pay its real market value. In the name of Jesus. Rikuma Sharamazon Torbo Sharamazikil Moro. Riamazatarbashoromazan Tarbakrazan Tarbashoromaz. Silekida Marazon Torosila Marazita Rabashokromazon. Rikamazan Tarbashokromazon Torosikida Marazin. Rikamazan Torbo. Somebody's son is like not well, is sick. Actually, sickly. Now I rebuke that sickness. It's about 2 or 3 years. Young boy. He's drained. He's completely drained. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing upon him. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Rokokramazan Tarabashar, Masikira Morozon Torosila Marazin, Riamazan Talabashor Mozon Toroshan, and fibroids also, somebody who is like really elderly, not really, but not a young person, but fibroids.
Rikamazan Tarbasho Chromozo Torosha Mazi Television. Rikam they pass out in the name of Jesus. Rikamazan Tarbasho Chromozo Television. Rikamazan Tarbasho Chrom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
That was The Watchman. Do not miss our Friday fellowship, 6 p.m. at Uma Upper Gardens, Nakawa. For previous recordings, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. You can follow us on Facebook, The Watchman. Our Twitter handle is at ugwatchman. Instagram, the_watchman256. For inquiries, please contact us via email, info@ugwatchman.com. You can as well call us on +256 780-292-555 or +256 755-292-555. The Watchman, the King, is coming.